Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. He didn't know he had a knife in his neck.
That's a dumbass. How do you not know you have a knife in your neck?
See, I'd call this person the victim.
No.
Maybe he was in shock.
Well, how'd the knife get there? That's my question.
It was placed in there by someone.
That will
was
determine.
He juggling?
Exactly, because yeah. Now you're a dumbass. Right.
No.
Are you juggling knives?
No, someone placed it in there, but the thing is...
Placed?
You didn't notice that you had a knife through your
someone
neck.
Someone said, here, hold on to this. I'll be right back for it.
I don't know how they said it, but yes. Or it might have been like...
Excuse me. Yeah. Pardon me.
Right.
May I place my knife right here? I'll be right back for it.
I'm going to kill you now. I'm going to put a knife through your neck.
James Bond.
Yes.
Well, you're not going to be shocked where this happened.
Where?
At a knife store.
Philadelphia.
No. Oh.
Brotherly love, yes.
Oh, please watch the last John Wick movie. The scene in the knife store is just, if you only watch that, watch that.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. Philly restaurant owner survived after an employee stabbed him through the neck. Now, when you say through, you got to say in, because through the neck sounds like...
In, through, and out. That's what I think.
Sticking out the other side.
Yeah,
maybe, right. Maybe it was.
Well, it seems like you made an olive of him.
Possibly. Possibly. I skewered you.
Through the neck.
He said, I love you.
Or like one of those little hors d'oeuvre hot dogs.
Right. Skewered through the neck.
It was a crazy attack, all caught on camera. Here is Steve Mullen and one of his employees who witnessed the stabbing talking about what happened.
At first, I didn't even know he had a knife in his neck, and neither did he.
It was a vibration like I was being electrocuted, like I touched a live wire. My son turned to me and he said, Dad, you have a knife in your neck. This is a hell of a way to get a vacation.
You have a knife in your neck. Dad, you have a knife in your neck. Thanks, kid. Thanks, son. Thank you, son.
Wait, what did you just say?
You have a knife in your neck, Dad.
Oh.
You know,
where is it?
I thought my shirt felt weird how it was. I thought it was like a tag in the back.
Soaked with blood, you mean?
I thought I was getting bit by a mosquito, but yeah, look at that. You're right.
You know, things are getting all kind of stabby around here.
Dad, you have a knife in your neck.
Mm. Dad, you have a knife in your neck. I thought, because I turned my head and I sliced the sandwich open.
I guess you're right. He's a dumbass. You have a knife in your neck and your son has to tell you.
If someone has to tell you.
You have a knife in your neck.
Yes.
Dad, you have a knife in your neck.
If someone has to tell you that, you're a dumbass.
This has happened in Pennsylvania before. Do you remember this?
No.
In 2000, there was an older woman in a grocery store and she thought somebody punched her in the back, and there's surveillance video of a knife sticking out of the top of her back. I think somebody in the grocery store had to be like, excuse me, ma'am, you have a knife sticking out of your back.
Or it wasn't paid for yet.
Maybe it was a hat hanger.
It wasn't paid for yet.
Hold on. Can you look this up, Phil?
In Pennsylvania. I think it was the year 2000.
So 21 years ago.
What's going on with that
state? What is it with Pennsylvania?
Right.
Well, if it's only 21 years between stabbings, it's not bad, actually.
Well, no, these are necks. Well, one, it's a neck stabbing,
yes.
And two, it made the news.
That's
I'm
a tough
sure there's
shot,
lots
too.
Of neck stabbings we haven't heard about.
That's I was like, why shot. Would Ashley remember this random story from 2000? It's from Darby, Pennsylvania. No,
that has nothing to do with it.
Yes,
I remember seeing it on
coincidence.
The news.
A 62-year-old woman was stabbed as she walked to a grocery store, didn't notice the knife sticking out of her back until after she had finished shopping and returned home.
What?
When she lay down in bed and was like, what the hell?
Well,
why
actually,
can't I get my head on the pillow?
You know, that security thing they have at the doorway probably went off. You know, like wasn't paid for yet, so I tag on it.
No, she got home.
Okay.
Oh, like a metal detector or
right.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Like, meep, 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 meep.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're trying to sneak a knife out in your neck.
You
huh?
A, yeah. You have a steak knife.
Oh, full of me.
Right.
Wow.
She thought she had only been punched. But even still, if I'm going to the grocery store and some random person punches me, I'm not just like, well, just going to go get my apples and go home.
Yeah, right.
Well, she just left.
That reminds me of getting Pop-Tarts.
Didn't say anything to anyone. Poor
wouldn't
lady.
Wouldn't you say there's a constant, like, if someone punches me in the eye, I'm going to rub my eye. Like, ooh, this,
yeah.
I'm going to soothe this pain.
Right.
Oh, my God. There's a picture of her online. You can see the knife sticking out of the top of her back. Like
what kind
a
of knife
huge,
is it?
I just see the huge handle. Like, I don't
it's
know,
like
five,
a, oh,
6 inches.
Buck knife.
Oh. Like a Rambo knife? It's not a knife. Here's a knife.
What the hell? If my Google, people are going to see this and say, I'm the biggest freak. Lady with knife in her neck.
Darby. You got to put it in Darby. I think right, that'll help.
Right. Wave knife in the neck, right. I've been Googling odd stuff all week, though.
Darby, woman stabbed, didn't know. That's what I put in.
Well, her name is Shirley.
Shirley.
She surely didn't know.
Oh, boy. She surely
Wait, is
that.
It the blonde?
She's 62.
Whoever has a knife in their back, I'm guessing.
Apparently, this knife in the neck thing is a common occurrence because I'm finding all kinds of photos.
It's
their way of saying hello in Pennsylvania.
And then for some reason, a picture of Bill Cosby comes up.
Oh, no.
You cannot be putting a knife in the back of the people.
There is a Reddit thread called Weird Philly Crimes.
Stabbed woman doesn't notice knife. Okay.
Wow, it's a knife and back meme. You know that?
I'm looking for the picture. I got the story. I don't have the picture. Damn it.
Lady Darby.
It's black and white, like from a newspaper clipping.
Oh, okay. Darby, I think I have it here.
Oh, yeah. You can see it.
Yeah.
If I didn't know what that was, she's like walking in front of double doors. It almost looks like the handle of the door.
Right.
Handle of the door.
She's pulling a shopping cart behind her, and she could just tie it to the knife and pull it up. It's like a trailer hitch.
Could you imagine stabbing someone like, yeah, I'm going to get her, and then she just goes grocery shopping like nothing happened?
Like, what the hell?
You just be standing there like, hey, give my knife back.
Right. That is interesting that the person didn't even say, I want my knife back.
Right, or even ouch.
Oh, my God.
Man.
That is wild.
We need to take my computer to Smash Palace.
Smash Palace.
Dude, don't be a third person to stab the neck, okay? Look what happened in Connecticut, too, moments ago.
I think he would know.
I think I would know now.
You would do it repeatedly.
Oh, I'll make sure he knows.
Wouldn't be letting me place it here.
Things got all stabby.
Oh, wow.
So it's a Pennsylvania thing.
Yeah. You would think that if she took a sip of water, it would just leak out the back. Like, all right. Now I notice there's something back there.
You would think even just getting back into her car and leaning against the seat, she'd be like, how come I can't go all the way back?
She lost her job at the balloon factory.
All right. We have one more.
Okay.
AJ says it's a dumbass. I say it's a superstar. Fastest yodeling you've ever heard. Why is this guy a dumbass?
Because of choking hazard. He's doing what he has a cigarette in his mouth. It's not even lit first.
And if he has a knife in his neck, someone, then I'm really impressed.
He's playing the accordion. He's smoking a cigarette while yodeling really fast. And the video's on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page, by the way. When I watch this entire performance.
I don't know if I'm just ignorant. I am never impressed by yodeling. I just never hear it. I'm like, wow! That's unbelievable!
No, I love it.
It's incredible.
It's fun, but for like 30 seconds, I'm like, all right, I want to do something else.
This guy does it really fast.
I wouldn't go to a yodeling concert.
And that's what I mean. Like, however, I've never been so impressed. I'm like, I need to see this happen.
Right. There's a band called the Young Yodelers. We're going to go see them. No.
All right, so this is the fastest yodeling you've ever heard, maybe? He does it while playing an accordion and smoking a cigarette. Where's the cigarette part? He has it in his mouth now?
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's got these large, like, beaver teeth in the front. It's beaver teeth. You got to see the video.
You know, it sounds like a lady who has a knife stuck in her neck.
Please, tickling someone.
That's what I would sound like. Scott Haney, Channel 3 on the show. Oh, you're falling asleep. Are you insinuating that traffic report was too long?
And boring.
Yes.
There's an object on the road. And so
I guess that's a yes.
Hello!
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 Mrs. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello.
I have a question for you. Normally, don't bring up other weather people, but did you see Rachel Frank?
No, poor Rachel Frank.
Did you see that?
I feel bad.
I'm guessing yes.
I didn't see any of the
comments.
I don't do social media. I don't do it. I don't look because that's this, and that's the reason why. Because they're just unbelievable.
Just to set it up, she's a weather person.
From what I heard, like they were attacking her personally.
Yeah, personally. So she's a weather person on another television station, and she just got clobbered on social media for the storm that didn't happen.
Yeah, they called us douche nozzles, yes.
They what? Say it again?
Douche nozzles.
So what were they... What were they saying on social media?
I only saw her post, but according to what she said, she was attacked for her intelligence, for her looks.
Yeah.
For
her
just,
looks.
They're nasty.
So,
by the way, have you seen her? She looks pretty. Fine.
She's unbelievable. Yeah. It wasn't even just like, oh, you were wrong. Like, you're supposed to get this right. It was like, you're a dumb blonde. You should stop speaking.
Yeah, it was really negative, nasty, nasty comments.
Negative, nasty.
Yeah.
Negative and nasty. And nobody got time for that. I got bronchitis.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I got bronchitis.
Unbelievable.
Okay, cold pop.
It's really
like when you attack someone's looks, you have to be better looking.
Yes.
You have
exactly.
to. And when I see people,
and you know this person, you know this person is in the basement of their mother's house waiting for the next TV dinner.
Oh yeah, total road toad. Big time. Yep.
Oh, it's road unbelievable. Toad.
What is that?
I've never heard
nothing
of a road
good.
Toad.
Yeah, it's not
me
good.
Either.
It's not good. I wouldn't hear that and say, "Oh, thank you."
My God, that's such a road toad.
Exactly.
No, but I guess that
but she's a delight. Yeah. Rachel is such a sweetheart.
She is.
You know, and it's just we're all in the same boat. They're going to attack her for her looks. What is wrong with you?
Did you get any of that? Now you don't look at social media, right?
I did not look at social media, but. They know how to get to me. They email me because they know I read all my and respond to all my emails.
You shouldn't have said that.
Not one email.
Nice.
Wow.
Not one. Not one.
Interesting that they would just go after her.
It's coward.
In such a vicious way.
Everybody's brave on Facebook.
Look, we all
Twitter.
Made jokes
exactly.
about it. Like we posted that meme with the chair over. Like we'll rebuild.
Yes.
Yes. You know, exactly.
That's comedy. We're not. We're just having fun with a story. But to attack someone.
Yeah.
Have you ever cried from like the you know some kind of negative feedback?
Cry? No. Anger? Yes.
I've seen you angry on the air.
Yeah, it's
very rarely. Like I only remember it once in 18 years.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to get you don't want to. It's not pretty.
Yeah, no. When Scott says the forecast is pain,
I'm forecasting a black eye.
Forecast pain.
You know, they get me with the birthday names, and they think they're funny. And if it is like something cute, it's one thing if you get me. But if it's something. It's not for me to say on television.
Well,
you're jeopardizing my job, and it's not funny. Stop laughing.
Okay.
Forecast pain.
Huge, you know, follow, put in the word after that.
Anything. Butt crack.
Anything.
Yeah. Yep.
People,
it's ridiculous.
I've done this at events where you know people. All right, fill out this form. We're going to put it in a tub. We're going to pull out names.
Yep.
Give out T-shirts or whatever.
Right.
And you're reading it and it's like, son of a.
Yes.
You got me.
Son of a. They got me.
I got a pre-read.
It's very rare
things.
They get me. Like I know pretty much most of the cues, but every now and then they slip in one. That's really good.
Yeah. Like, wow, that's. Something else.
If the first name is Hugh or Anita or Ima, you got to watch out for the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Those are definitely warning names.
Yes. Mike.
Exactly. Right. Warning names.
Yep.
What was the one? Anita Farts. Sorry, I can't remember.
Anita Farts.
They got me on. Right. Yeah, something like that. It was something like that.
I hope someone at Channel 3 is making a montage of these.
Yeah, the Christmas party to play them, yes.
That one made me laugh, but some of the others, were just like, okay. But, yeah, no, I, you know, people write in and they're nasty. I just hit the, I used to respond. Like, I see all the other, I see, you know, I'm not going to mention any other names. Some other meteorologists totally responded. There was a whole editorial article in the Hartford Current this week defending Rachel. So they put out an editorial, and, you know, some of the other meteorologists are weighing in and saying this and that and back and forth. With the, no, just don't engage.
Yeah.
Don't engage. Then they go away. They go back into the basement and get ready for the muffin in the middle with the string beans.
Right.
And
what's
the
this
chicken
now?
Parmesan.
They're waiting for the mom to get in the hot pocket.
The muffin in the middle.
Yeah, you remember the hot apple muffin that was in the middle of the TV dinner?
Yes. The apple brown Betty.
Oh, it's the best.
The apple brown Betty.
Apple brown Betty, yes. So it's part of the Swanson 7-course.
Oh, I love Swanson.
I didn't know that was a real thing. I thought it was just a Scott phrase.
Yeah, no, apple
the
brown Betty.
In the middle.
It's the muffin in the middle with the string beans. It's like, oh, okay,
yep.
Scott.
Sure. That sounds like something you'd yodel.
Right.
A picture's worth a thousand words.
And it's either Salisbury steak, the turkey and gravy. Yep. Yeah, and the mashed potatoes. It somehow was brown around the edges.
Salisbury steak was great.
Yes.
You know, you can't go wrong with macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, mm. I rarely got those.
Parm was also one of my favorites. Mm. It was like a breaded ball of what I do not know.
The worst was the pot pies because it was like molten lava in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really very hot.
It's like, oh, my God. You break that like top and get like a steam bath.
I burned
bath.
My finger yesterday on my car. Like, I went to roll down the window in my car. I burnt my finger. It was that hot.
Damn.
I was like, what is happening?
You're a weather guy, shouldn't you?
I know, but I'm like thinking of the control knobs on my window. Unbelievable.
Oh, wait. Inside the car?
Inside the car.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, well, that's different.
Yeah, it was bad. My thermometer, the temperature gauge on my car read 109. Now, I know it's sitting out there and baking in the sun, and it wasn't really 109, but still, it was red. I was like, what? I didn't even think the thing went that high.
So you don't throw popcorn in there.
Can you imagine if you had a bunch of bags of popcorn in your car, it would just be full of popcorn. All right, the Fubble Montage. It's usually my favorite time of the week. This is not my favorite time of the week now.
It's mine.
I had a good one.
You did. Epic.
But I'm sure I will bet you $20 you have the most.
Why are you constantly trying to get money from me?
Easy bets. All right, here it is. Everyone knows what a flubble is, right? It's the combination of a flub and a mumble. And we take the best from the week and make a montage. All right, the dumb thing you thought when you were a kid. Holy crap, I didn't think it would be that hard to say.
The
dumb thing that when you were a kid.
Sounds like a weather, like, well, don't go by them.
No.
Get junk, yeah.
Henri. If I have three glasses of scotch, I'm going to be like, nah.
Three glasses of
wine. I'm not Henri.
An accident in New Haven. An accident. 95 southbound near exit 24. I can't get through this with that. Got issues with youth or high school sports. Coaches, parents, students, and administrators.
Students? What are students?
Students.
I'm a good student.
Right.
But you got a dent in your head? No, I got students.
Labor Day is around the corner, and you want to have your family over.
Back home, huh?
Really? Use code Chaz, C-H-A-Z, in a search bar. Like, for example, the bacon wrap filet mignons, filet mignon. What are you doing, you douche?
Hold on. Riddle them.
Stop it. I don't like to stop these.
That is not how it happened. That was enhanced, people.
Because I was in the lead, Ashley was right behind me, AJ, you were far in the back, but here you come around the bend.
You get two and three so far.
No, that's not what I have.
I have two
three.
For you, two for
Ashley
her, and three
two.
For me.
You have four.
I have three.
You have four. All right. They just riddle them with death. And debt. And debt.
Another few right parts.
Hold on.
Nice.
Yeah, write it down. Me.
Off to a good start. You know, Quentin Tarantino, Tommy Lee, these are all the people that, like, you know, these are famous people, you know? These are folks who are major players.
Ah, the fact that he's getting nervous just talking about it, that tells you it's a little bit more than an average foot fetish.
No, because I can't find the words.
I'm asking the professor.
Oh, okay.
Professor of National Security.
You know, it was pretty cool.
Retired. The finale when she went to the door was really fun.
What?
The finale when she went to the door was really fun.
Oh, yeah.
Across the entire Nutmeg State are John Deere skids, deer loaders. Excuse me. John, quick.
Quote, we don't know if he offered them foot rubs too.
Maybe he wanted one. Maybe he wanted them to do his. He has no arms, so he can't do it. So, hey, look, you want a foot massage? I mean, I'd like myself. That could be it.
Maybe he flubbled.
That wasn't a flubble.
It was.
No, it was not.
It was.
Play it back. It's not a flubble.
We get the most flubbles when we talk about feet. You get so excited. I really should listen to these clips.
What's a lit?
John literally.
Jacob Finkelmatter S.
He's still going.
Finkel?
Fecal matter more. It's about man to man. Yes. Man to man.
It's time.
Help me, Amy.
SOS.
Yeah, we're linked up to anus. Amy.
Wow, no, there is a soundbite. Nice and clean. Hang on. We got to make this official.
What just happened?
I believe I'm in the lead now for best flubble.
Sensei.
I apologize, Amy. Linus, can you see how that would happen?
That was Linus. All right. I beat you by two.
Yeah, but man.
You had the most epic one ever. That should be a ringtone.
Wow, my face is still red.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun. I didn't realize I was very close to winning.
Very close. You had
I had
eight.
I thought I had a great week. In my mind, it was... I had one really.
That's how it feels, you know. You're like, oh, yeah. I didn't do that much. I'm like, oh my
it's
god,
it's gonna be great.
Yep. Yeah, I ended with eight. You had six, and she had three.
You know Jeff Foxworthy, right?
Yes.
Super comedian.
Yes.
He's been all around the world.
Yes.
He's made a living off of making redneck jokes.
Right.
Right. Of all of the redneck things he's seen and heard and experienced, he said that something that Boss Keith said was the dumbest thing he's ever heard.
Come on.
True story.
Yep. No way.
Yeah. Let's play the clip.
Your boss, that may be the stupidest advice I've ever heard in my life. Right.
So there's the headline. Now let's go back a few seconds if we can. Have you ever encountered bear? And what do you do? Our boss said you have to run up a hill in a zigzag.
Yeah, I've changed that. I realized that information was not correct, that I've been saying the wrong thing for 20 years.
You know how many people probably died in Connecticut?
Yeah, because of you.
So many people have been eaten by bears.
I remember he said zigzag going up a hill.
Do we remember what it is? One, you play dead, and one, you get loud. You never zigzag.
Right. The ones in Connecticut, you get loud.
Yeah.
And zigzag is for snipers.
That may be the stupidest advice I've ever heard of.
Now, if there's a bear with a rifle,
yeah, you're good. Then you're good. Yeah, don't play dead
zigzag
then.
With your hands up.
But right. I was definitely wrong. Zigzag is for snipers. I'm getting my what to do when bad things happen.
Yeah, because snipers and bears sound exactly alike. Right.
They're both scary.
Right, they're both scary.
Yes, they are.
Is there a whole list of how to...
avoid different things, right. Wow. So snipers, bears, rattlesnake, whatever.
What do you do with a rattlesnake?
I don't remember.
What do you have, a bill collector? Is anything?
You just keep moving. Okay, change the cell phone number.
Thank you.
That one I know.
The extended warranty guy on the phone. How about him?
That's really funny. That's a good bit. Thanks, Jeff Foxworthy.
But he
that
said,
might be the stupidest advice I've ever heard.
And he didn't say stupid. He said stupidest.
Like, there was emphasis on stupid.
He's been around the world.
Yeah, you impressed him.
This is the man who makes fun of redneck.
Right.
I got all of the redneck jokes he's heard and made. That was...
That may be the stupidest advice I've ever heard.
I've had a bad week on this show. So the flubble from earlier in the week.
Right.
And then the news about the hot dogs. And then this Jeff Foxworthy thing. Like, I'm the AJ of this week.
The entire redneck nation said thank you, by
right,
the way.
Right.
Took the heat off them.
Tropical storm.
That Dom in Long Island needs other projects.
I enjoy that.
So
bubble
he just
so
sits
much.
There and listens to my whole emergency broadcast and says, like, here's one that I can make fun of him. I should send this to Phil.
I have Dom listening to the radio when this happens.
This is ridiculous.
Here it is.
That may be the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Very good. Are we ready for my list?
Oh, yes, right. That's why you're here.
Saying tropical storm.
I need like 10 seconds.
Oh, good. It's been deleted from the system.
You need never.
You know, you need the sound of a frying pan, him in the head.
You guys are gone for, you guys are gone for a week. I could delete that tonight.
No way. Here it is.
As the tropical storm.
I get hung up because I'm trying to get to the hurricane.
The Henri.
Trying to get to Henri.
I knew it.
Just a little bing noise. Bing storm.
Tropical storm Henri.
Great. All of you guys were at home. I was just here.
I was broadcasting on
the
Fox.
I was telling the people, like, what was up.
Danger.
Danger.
I know.
So scary.
Right.
You might get tripped up by your tongue.
Almost
you
know, hit what? By that one branch.
Storm.
Stop it. I have this list.
The list.
Diamond Law, Boss Keith, top five.
Okay, every week it's the little things that bother me, and this week is no different. Here are the top five things that made me irrationally mad this week.
Oh, no.
All right. Number five.
Last segment.
We could do this every week, actually. This could always be the list. Number five, when people say bless you too much. So if you know, my office is in the cubicles on the other side of the building here.
Right.
So when someone sneezes, everyone needs to say bless you. Okay, fine. I guess that's the right thing to do. But if they sneeze again and again, you get one bless you.
Yeah.
But over there, it's like bless you city. So you sneeze, okay, bless you. Then you sneeze again, bless you. And then it's like a chorus of bless yous. Like you get one bless you.
They're that busy over there, huh? Can you be out there selling?
So if Alan sneezes five times in a row, he gets a chorus of five bless yous. It's stupid. You get one bless you.
Okay. But is everybody saying it?
That's fair.
Everybody.
Enough. That's fair.
Well,
enough,
not me, because I'm out on bless yous. You don't even get one bless you. I think they're stupid.
Keith yells out, choke.
Do you believe in God?
Yeah, I believe in God, but I don't believe that when.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Fairy God.
Whatever. Yeah. Right?
I don't know if I believe that you sneeze and I say bless you, you're like going to heaven or whatever.
Yeah. The theory behind that was that your heart stops for like a millisecond, so it's like God bless you to get that heart going.
Yeah, you're pulling.
So what if I sneeze seven times? Is it seven? Bless you, stupid. You get one bless you.
I agree with that.
Very good. Number four.
New office.
Greta Van Fleet is sold out tonight at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. Great.
Right.
The band goes on at 9:10, which is entirely too late. No band should go on at 9:10 unless you have a kick-ass opener that somebody wants to see or it's a festival. This Greta has two openers that are nobodies. They're nobodies. Look up their names. You have no idea. They should go on at 8. They should play for 90 minutes. I should be at Brewport at 9:45 having a slice. I hate 9:10. 9:10.
Are you forced to go?
Did you run this past them first?
Like, I'm interested in seeing them. They're like the fake Led Zeppelin, but they're like cool and like hipster. So
I'd love to see them, yeah.
I'm into going, but 9:10, that means they're over at like 10:45. Like, it's too late. And I'm like mad about it.
Yeah.
And it ruins sort of anything I want to do later. And then like, 9:10.
What are you going to do later?
Well, I wanted
eat
to. Like,
pizza.
If
maybe
ended,
on a date.
If
you're
ended,
at that age where you think, you know, you like to think that you're going to go out and party, but you really don't.
If it ended at 9:30, there would be options. Now it's going to end at 10:45, and I guess I'm just going to go home. Like, ugh. Foreigner on Tuesday goes on at 8, plays only hits, is done at 9:30. Perfect. That's
perfect.
What I want.
Yeah.
No band, 9:10.
Their audience is a different age, and it is Tuesday.
I don't care. My rules are the correct rules. You play for 90 minutes, you play your hits, you shut up, and you start at 8.
Why is your dad yelling?
Stay to the end.
Well, that's the issue, too. I know four songs. They play the first three that I know in a row at the beginning, and then they play the one other in the encore. I don't know if I see that one.
Okay.
I think I might be in my house by the time they play that one. Number three. When the children don't appreciate the important things. So last week, we went to Niagara Falls. By the way, not close. That is a long drive.
Never what been. Is that, six?
It's
hours?
Six and a half.
Yeah, never been there.
Oh, well, you all should go. Like the children, you should all go. We got on the Maid of the Mist. We had ourselves a time, but the lack of...
What is it? The Maid of the Mist?
Yeah, that's
boat
where you wear
runs,
the ponchos.
It runs underneath the falls.
Yeah, I've been there. It's great.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's great.
It's like super important to see. It's one of those things in America that you've got to see, like, before you die. It's like Yellowstone, the Golden Gate Bridge, whatever. Empire State Building.
You might combine the two.
I think this is only important because you just went.
You might
die
like in the
3 weeks ago, if we were like, let's go to Niagara, you'd be like, oh, stupid.
No, this is a big deal. Niagara Falls is a big deal. And these kids...
I don't know if you want to go there in a storm, though.
No, we were ahead
of storm.
Stop it.
I think you did it wrong. You went to the American side, right?
Canada's closed. Sort of. And the kids don't have passports. And get passports when you're divorced, it's just a pain.
The
and
Canadian
I don't
side's
we're never
way
going to Canada.
Better.
Right. They can figure this out when they're 18. Yeah. But, so I loved it. I had the best time. And these kids are just sort of like, meh. I mean, this is a wonder of the world. Would you rather be at Dunks? Like, we're at one of the wonders of the world.
They said
and
yes,
like,
didn't they?
Meh. That's cool.
It's a long ride.
6 hours to see the goddamn mist.
How do you spell moo?
So I said to my little one, I said, like, wasn't this awesome? Like, wonder of the world. She's like, can we get, like, an ice cream? What? We drove all the way here. God damn it.
They can see the whole world in their phone, though.
It's stupid. Yeah. And I hate it. And they were going to bring the phones on the Maid of the Mist. And I said, the phones are staying in the car. Nobody's looking at their phones while we get this mist and these falls.
Meanwhile, maybe that's Daddy why they didn't have a good time. Daddy was yelling the whole time.
I was pissed the whole time. I'm still mad about it.
That's even worse now. Now you drove 6 hours up there, got on the stupid boat, and you don't even have a picture for
me. No, I brought my phone. I have many pictures. We can look at them later if you'd like, Phil.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. And AJ, you should go. You should go this week.
Okay.
Like, this is something. This is an easy one. You can just get up and go to this place. Yeah. There's no flying. There's no lines.
6.5 hours.
Yeah. Stop at Syracuse. You know, get a slice. Whatever.
Like I could Google it and see it.
No, it's worth
spray
going.
Myself with a hose.
You're as bad as the children. Number two of things that irrationally make me mad. The Yankees hat. Now, I realize this is ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
But I see someone in a Yankees hat. I'm immediately angry. I immediately...
Oh, like Boston before 08?
Right. I immediately think you're a dick. Like, I see the hat, and I say, like, ugh, I hate this person. I don't even... And there's no other logo that makes me mad as much as the stupid Yankees hat, which I hate.
I get the same way the Red Sox
hat. Did Fred Durst do to you?
So, what's funny about this,
Spike Lee.
So, growing up in Southern New Hampshire, like, the Lakers were... You know, I should hate the Lakers. The Giants took away the Patriots' perfect season. Like, but those hats don't bother me, but that Yankees hat, there's something, like, inside me that gets mad.
Really? I can tell right now.
Right. They've won 12 games in a row or some nonsense, like, ugh. And Phil must have a Yankees hat, I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
Ugh. I don't like him either. And the number one thing from this week is, and I know we got to feel like sad.
Have you ever put on a Boston cap and gone to Yankee Stadium?
No.
Try that. You'll like it.
On bad day.
So I know we're supposed to feel bad for the weather people because they were abused all week. Stop it. But the number one most irritating thing this week is the weather people got it wrong. I don't care. I feel you can't do personal attacks on people, sure. But they got it wrong. If I want to go on Twitter and say, weather people, you're stupid. You have one job. You got it wrong. I should be able to. Because they got it wrong, except the dude from ICC somehow. But
so weird.
I rushed back from these stupid Niagara Falls. I did this dumb flubble. I was here all day. Storm. Like, I wanted to be on vacation. This stupid storm. That wasn't a storm. Storm. Get this God damn it. Get this right. There's the only thing you need to do as a weather person is don't make people freak out and get the stuff right. And they didn't. And they should feel bad. And they should be on the air. And they should apologize. And they should say, we are terrible at our jobs.
So the worst thing you can do is wear a Yankee hat while giving wrong weather.
And not being excited about it.
Right.
All right. That's what I have.
That's easy enough.
We found our video.
We did.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Jeff Foxworthy, what did you think of that?
Storm.
Too many sound bites.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.